So let's review. The previous Mishnah mentioned an incident of Ma'isa b'chamish nashim uvehen shtei achayis. There were five women, and among them two sisters. V'likid adam echad kalkola shal te'enim v'shalehen ha'isa v'shal shviyas ha'isa v'amah harei kulchem u'gadashas libeka kalazu v'kibla achas men aide kulan. And a person collected a basket of the te'enim, dates, during Shemitah, and he stated, all of you shall become u'gadashas to me through this basket. And one woman accepted the basket for all the others. V'amr chachamim ein achayis mukadashis. The chacham ruled that their condition for the two sisters is not effective. Rav says, Shema minam masnitin arba. V'nokad rabbi yodhi tlas. There are four halachas that we can derive from this Mishnah, and Rav mentioned three of them. Shema minah hamakadish beperish shviyas mukadashis. If a person gives a woman kedushin with shmita fruits that he collected, the kedushin is effective, because as Rashi explains, kivin dezacha behen memaynahu. Since the Torah considers these fruits hefker, ownerless, therefore when he takes them, they become his property. Ushma mina, kitcha begezel enem ukudashis, afila begezel dida. If a person gives a woman kedushin with an item that he stole, even if it was her item, the kedushin is not effective, as this we see in the Mishnah that mentions both shalahem haisa v'shal shviyas haisa. It was their fruits, and it was during Shemitah, which implies time of the shviyas dehefkahu hadashar shnei shavu alai. Only during Shemitah was the Kedushin effective because the fruits were Hefker. But during another year, the Kedushin would not be effective because the fruits are Gezel and they belong to the Chamish Nashim. Ushmamina, Isha Nasa Shlich Lechaverta Vafila B'makim Shanasa LaTzara. A woman is eligible to become her friend's agent even though through the Shlichis they will become Tzaris, share one husband, because they're not yet Tzaris. However, a woman cannot testify for her existing Tzara as she might intentionally lie because she despises her. The Gemara says, "V'idach ma'hi, kedushin she'im misurin labia." The fourth halacha was regarding a kedushin for a marriage that cannot be consummated. And Rav did not also mention this because mishum de misafkele ikabaya ikarava. The Mishnah may either refer to a case of shneim ka'achas, a kedushin for both sisters as abaya, and therefore regarding achas mishneim, a kedushin for only one sister, have a kedushin, or the Mishnah may refer to achas mishneim as rava, and therefore loy have a kedushin. The Gemara now discusses Rav's halach of kitcha begezel enem ukudashis. The kedushin is not effective because, as Rashi explains, enu kememayne. The item does not belong to the gazlan as the owner was not meyayish, surrendered ownership, and even begezel dida, the kedushin is not effective because, as Rashi explains, lo yamrinan kivin dimit kabilte achilte. The woman's acceptance of the kedushin does not indicate that she previously forgave the gazlan and therefore enu kememayne. The Gemara questions this from a braisa. Kitcha begezel b'chamas u'begineva, oisha chatev selam yadu b'kitcha mikudeshes. If a person gave a woman kedushin with an item that he acquired either by stealing or coercion, or he first grabbed it out of her hand and gave it back to her, even so the kedushin is effective. The Gemara explains, hasam begezel dida. The braisa refers only to an item that belonged to her, and loy kasha hadishadach hadaloy shadach. The braisa is a case of shadach. They were already engaged. Therefore, as Rashi explains, kivin dekibilti l'shem kedushin achilte. The fact that she accepted the item for kedushin indicates that she forgave him, and it was mamaynai. However, Rav refers to a case of loy shadach. They were not engaged. Therefore, her acceptance was merely to retrieve her stolen item, and does not indicate that she forgave him. Therefore, eina kememaynai. The Gemara concludes, however, regarding kitcha begezel. According to Reb Shimon, the kedushin is effective, even if it was not gezel dida. Because he holds stam gezela yish b'alam hava. When a gazlan steals an item from a person, the owner is immediately miyayish, and therefore hava memayne. Because as Rashi explains, the yad the man gazlei b'lo matzi like v'yimine. The owner recognizes the gazlan and knows that he has no chances of retrieving the item. The Gemara mentions an incident. Hahusar sayid the kaddish b'pruma de shechar. A worker gave a woman kedushin with his owner's figs that were ready pressed to make beer. The owner came by and asked, why did you not take from the better figs? The Gemara rules, the kedushin is not effective. Because mishum kisufo hu di avid, the owner did not retroactively approve of the kedushin, and only now he stated this because he did not want the worker to become embarrassed. However, regarding truma, the braisa rules, harisha yarad l'teich sadech haveri v'likid v'tar mishulei b'shos. If a person entered his friend's field and separated truma without permission, and the owner came by and asked, why didn't you take from the better fruits? If nimtzu yafis mehem, truma se truma. Bemalav ain't truma se truma. If there were better fruits, the truma is effective. But if there were no better fruits, the truma is not effective. Because as Rashi explains, Goli daita de nichale, the whole litrum heinoimdis. The owner showed that he consented as the fruits anyway required hafrashas truma. Zok the Mishnah, amakadash bechelkoi ben kachim, bekachim kalim, in the makudashas. If a kohen gave a woman kedushin with his portion that he received from karbanis, the kedushin is not effective. The Gemara cites a brayso in which this is actually a machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda omer mukudashas, Rabbi Yosi omer ena mukudashas. Rabbi Yehuda holds the kedushin is effective, while Rabbi Yosi holds the kedushin is not effective. As Rabbi Yochanan explains, they disagree to the understanding in the same pasuk that refers to chelik hakoyin, the kohen's portion, that states v'zeh yilachom mikodesh hakadosh min ha'esh. Rabbi Yehuda holds mukdashas because lacha ulachol tzarchecha. The word lacha means that the kohen may use his portion for all his needs, and therefore it's considered memoina, his property. While Rabbi Yosi holds eina mukdashas because, as Rashi explains, the chelik hakoyin is compared to esh, the portion of the mizbeach, and that ma'esh la'achila afunami la'achila, just as the mizbeach's portion is meant only for consumption, but not for anything else. So to the kohen's portion is meant only to be eaten, but may not be used for his other needs, therefore it's not considered memoina. This discussion continues in the next daf.